Please
don't.
We're
going to
be live.
And we're live. You're looking live. It's back to you. We're ready? Okay. Good afternoon. It's the meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board in Schenectady, New York. I'm Chairman John Sabini, joined by board members Charles Diamond and Dan Hogan. I will ask the secretary to call the meeting to order and note the time.
1:02.
Meeting is called to order. The first order of business is public comment. Anyone who has any public comment, now is the time to come forward and state your piece. Hearing none, let's move the agenda.
First matter is to approve the minutes of the board meeting held on August 31st, 2011.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved.
Items previously approved are deferred by the chair. There was 84. Any discussion or questions?
No.
Items previously approved, denied, or deferred by the board. There are 4. And items to be approved, denied, or deferred by the board today. And the first item is Capital District Regional OTB request to modify a player rewards program to allow the addition of year-end bonus rewards.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request from Capital OTB to amend its player rewards program to offer year-end bonuses. The bonuses will be based on the amount of handle of rewards that each member makes during the calendar year on the following, based on the following schedule. The first $250,000 will be 0.5%. The first $500,000 will be 1%. $750,000 at 1.5%. And $1 million and over will be 2%. In order to be eligible, reward members must wager at least $25,000 in the fourth quarter of the calendar year. And rewards members not achieving the $25,000 handle or if they close their account before the end of the year, will not be eligible. Capital OTB proposes beginning this program as soon as approval is granted. I'm sure Visa. Capital OTB will calculate the bonuses and credit reward member accounts no later than January 31 of the subsequent year. And these bonuses will be in addition to the regular bonuses and rewards that Capital already has in place and has been approved by the board. Staff recommends the board approve this request and that require Capital OTB to seek board approval before terminating the program if it seeks to do so before the end of the year.
Who knew Wells could swim with the Hudson? Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of moving the Capital District Regional OTB Modified Player Rewards Program, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Consensus rulemaking amendment to thoroughbred riding crop diameter rule.
Mr. Firestein, ably assisted by Mr. Stewart and Mr. Goodell, I know is a longtime fan of riding crop issues.
Thank you. This matter is before the board for recommended approval as a consensus rulemaking before proposal, and if proposed by the board today, it will be published in the State Register with the standard 45-day comment period, and it will be on the board's website, which permits a limited 45-day public comment period. This is a relatively simple matter. The board had previously amended the thoroughbred riding crop rule to change from whip to riding crop and to adopt standards that are based on the ARCI rule. Unfortunately, the portion of the rule that deals with the minimum diameter of the shaft contained an error. And instead of reading 3/8 of an inch, which was the intended proposed rule, is in fact the model rule, it was listed as 1/2 inch. As a practical matter, the riding crops, I should say, that our manufacturer actually manufactured to the 3/8 scale. So, in essence, this is a technical correction that will conform the rule to existing practice, which was the board's intention to begin with to have 3/8. So, approval is recommended at this.
Questions or comments on the thoroughbred riding crop diameter rule?
Bob?
Yes.
Mr. Harvey? Is there any crop size enhancement going on here that we aren't aware of?
Not that it's been brought to my attention.
But seriously, what I wanted to do, we have been enforcing this based on the right diameter, is that correct?
That's correct.
So this shouldn't cause any more problems going forward? And
there should be no practical impact from this other than the technical correction to the rule.
They were using a 3/8.
Yeah, everyone's using that.
Yeah. Not a lot.
Any other concerns, questions? Then we'll move the consensus rulemaking on an amendment to the thoroughbred riding crop rule. Who is in favor?
Aye.
Next item.
Consensus rulemaking amendment to thoroughbred trifecta rule.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. As the Secretary read, this is also before the board with a recommendation to approve this as a proposal for consensus rulemaking. This is a proposed amendment to the trifecta rule, specifically with regard to the minimum number of betting interests required for the trifecta. Under the existing rule, trifecta wagering must be canceled when there are less than 6 betting interests. Under this proposal, trifecta wagering would be preserved in races provided there's a minimum of 5 betting interests. This rule was requested by the New York Racing Association, which had conducted a review of several hundred races for the purposes of determining the handle impact in relation to the 5 entries versus the 6 entries. NYRA's analysis indicated that there is an excess of $5 million in additional handle that could be achieved if the trifecta wagering had not been canceled for those 200-odd races that was not permitted because there were 5 horse fields. It's reasonable to expect that there would be some gain at Finger Lakes as well. And staff notes that the 5 entry minimum is consistent with minimum entry requirements of a number of other major racing jurisdictions. And this change will also, to some extent, ameliorate the confusion that sometimes exists among bettors when they're wagering on races in states where there are 5 betting interests rather than the 6 that were required here. So, for those reasons, staff recommends this as a consensus rulemaking. We don't anticipate any objection. If an objection is filed, of course, the proposal would have to be withdrawn as a consensus and then reproposed as a standard rulemaking.
The fact that this is done in most large racing jurisdictions gives me some reassurance that NYRA's request, which as you point out, will also apply to Finger Lakes, is one that has some merit. Questions or comments?
I should just add, I apologize for not including it originally, that the board last amended the trifecta wagering rule in 2004 to permit 5 betting entries in stakes races, handicap races, or certain other races. And that has, to the best of my knowledge, proceeded without any controversy resulting from it. This would, in essence, expand that to all races.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move the consensus rulemaking, the amendment to the trifecta rule, and thoroughbred wagering. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Western Regional OTB, New Easy Bet, the Candlelight Restaurant and Lounge, Parish.
Mr. Casaragola.
Western OTB submitted this request to amend the plan of operation to add a new Easy Bet facility at the Candlelight Restaurant and Lounge that's located in South Railroad Street, Marish, New York, it's Oswego County. Candlelight Restaurant and Lounge currently holds a valid liquor license. Staff conducted a suitability review on the principal and on the business suitability review consists of reviewing the personal history disclosure form, financial disclosure form, personal tax returns, the credit history, business records, criminal history, and other various background checks and public record verifications. The term of the agreement will be for 1 year and may be renewed annually at Western OTB's option. Should the board approve the request, staff recommends that the approval include the following standard conditions as been with other EZ-Bet locations. Mainly that wagering and simulcasting of this facility will be conducted in accordance with the terms of the operating agreement that is attached to this request and presented to the board. And that all applicable statutes and board rules will be followed and wagering will be conducted through self-service terminals only. The board's approval to operate an EZ-Bet facility at this location shall expire and be of no force in effect in the event any change in ownership or operation without prior written approval of the board. And it's expected that Western Off-Track Betting Corporation will arrange for the occasional inspection of the facility in short compliance with the plan of operation and relevant board laws and rules. So staff is recommending approval.
Questions or comments on this item from the board?
A question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Diamond.
And Mr. Cazavola. On our personal history disclosure form, the question number 8, have you ever applied to a licensing agency for permit, license, certificate, or qualification in order to engage in any aspect of gambling? And the question is answered yes, and then I don't see the details in my packet on a separate sheet. Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
We did talk to the lottery and there was no disqualifying information presented from them.
Other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Western Regional OTB, EZ-Bet location, Candlelight Restaurant and Lounge, Parish, New York, Oswego County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You can now bet by candlelight in Oswego County. Next item.
Capital District Regional OTB, new branch location, enclosure of branch location, Bridgeport, Madison County.
Mr. Cassarigola.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request from Capital OTB to amend their plan of operation to close their current branch located in Bridgeport, Madison County, and to open up a new location virtually down the street from the current one. Capital is planning on simultaneously closing the old branch and opening a new branch sometime in December of this year. The reason for this is Capital is looking to reduce some costs and hopefully increase in revenue. They expect to save approximately $25,000 under terms of a new lease at the new location versus the one that they're currently in. They believe that the new location is going to be much more efficient as it's smaller and will be more cost effective to operate. Capital OTB reported that the current Bridgeport branch that they're requesting to close had a loss in 2010 of about approximately $83,000 and a loss of a little over $63,000 in the first month, 6 months of 2011. Staff conducted the limited suitability review on the landlord and reviewed the information that was presented with the application, including landlord questionnaire, personal history disclosure form, and feasibility study. No derogatory information was found. Staff recommends board approval based on the condition, board approval of the new branch based on the condition that a copy of the certificate of occupancy be submitted to the board in December prior to opening the new location. And staff is also recommending approval of the amendment plan of operation to close the current Bridgeport location, provided that Capital gives notification of the date and says.
Questions or comments from the board? Rather simple item. We'll move the item then. Capital District Regional OTB, new branch location and closure of branch location, Bridgeport, Madison County, New York. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item.
Board Directive, number of betting entries in the Thoroughbred Superfecta.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This matter involves a request by the New York Racing Association, which of course the board has before it, to make various changes in the rules governing the conduct of wagering at the Thoroughbred tracks. Among those is this specific one that's come before the board, involving a reduction in the number of required betting interests for the conduct of superfecta wagering. The request here is to change from the current requirement, which the board directed, I believe in 2009, of 7 program betting interests with the possibility of starting with 6 if there was a late scratch after the horses had left the paddock. The proposal that's requested by NYRA is to go to a minimum of strict 6 required betting interest. There would be no opportunity to preserve the superfecta in the event there was a late scratch, unless, of course, there were more than six or more. The New York Racing Association provided a chart demonstrating what is conducted or required for the conduct of superfecta in other major racing states, and many have this 6 number rather than the 7 number. NYRA also supplied some economic study information projecting a result of net additional handle based on historical figures. NYRA went back and evaluated races roughly from the beginning of 2010 to September of this year. And although the figures presented are not annualized, they do demonstrate the possibility of a significant increase in handle, while at the same time accounting for the potential for reduction in certain other pools. The board is able to accomplish this by directive because the board's thoroughbred superfecta rule is actually incorporated by reference rule from the 1996 ARCI uniform rules that's permitted under board rule 411.28 concerning additional authorized wagers. And with regard to the minimum number of betting interests, there is a portion of Chapter 9 of those rules that provides for a minimum number of program betting interests of at least 7, but does provide that the regulator agency can provide otherwise. In this instance, if the board approves this, the board will be providing otherwise, which can be accomplished by directive.
And this would also apply to Finger Lakes?
Yes, sir.
And the stewards would still have the right to cancel superfecta wagering if there was some reason that they saw fit?
Right. If the stewards have any concern regarding the integrity of the race or impact on the wagering public, the stewards have the discretion to require a greater number of betting interests.
Questions or comments from the board?
Bob, Mr. Morgan, they provided us in terms of their potential gain and handle were not annualized?
That's correct. They were based on a study from that included 2010 and approximately the first 8 or 8.5 months of 2011.
Did they use the same study to come up with the over $5 million amount for the trifecta rule as well?
The trifecta information, I would have to go back to look at it. The trifecta information had been submitted sometime earlier and was resubmitted, so I don't think it included any 2011.
Okay.
Figures.
Then the next question, maybe it leans more towards Mr. Castrogola, but based on these two projections that were given to us, and I'm favorable to both of these changes, but will we, based on the information that's provided to us by now, be able to look back a year from now and see how close these projections came to the, the actual?
Yes, we'll have the ability to do that based on the information that NYRA does file with us.
I may not be here a year from now, but I'd kind of like to have a placeholder that we take a look and see how that goes.
That would be an interesting
in both those cases, because I think, you know, we've had the discretion to do this before, Bob, and we've done it before, I know, and which is more reason to be fair with it, but I would like to see in terms of this, projection, how much it holds up in the real world. With that, though, I would vote in favor, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the board directive, number of betting interests, and thoroughbred superfectas. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Catskill Regional OTB requests to amend Internet account wagering plan of operation to offer Smart Bet mobile application.
Mr. Castrogola.
Thank you, Chairman. This request comes from Catskill Regional OTB to amend its plan of operation to now begin to offer what they call a Smart Bet service to their account holders to allow them to wager on mobile devices. The Smart Bet feature is not a separate system. It simply allows the customer to better view and access content that's provided on Catskill OTB's internet platform. The Smart Bet will offer functionality to wager view account balances, odds, and program information, and allow customers to watch video streaming, which is currently permitted in 2011. There's some screenshots attached to the item to the board to review, to get an idea of what it would look like on handheld devices.
It's a big phone.
Basically, yeah. And that's what it's meant to be used on those types of devices.
That's smart TVs.
Customers with smart bet phone type devices will access the browser by using a designated URL. Smart bet has been tested by Catskill OTD's tow provider, Sportech. Sportech has certified its use on iPhone, iPad, Motorola Zoom, and the Android. It may work on other applications, but they haven't certified to that. Staff recommends approving this request and remind that all prior approvals and conditions related to the internet and account wagering plan of operation, including video streaming and race replay, remain in effect and are applicable to the smart bet application.
I have a couple of questions. This is, to my knowledge, the first application we've approved.
Mobile Sony, Sony mobile for this
type of application. NIRA has a similar mobile device that was approved earlier by, I think, Sony Mobile was the provider. It's a different type of application than I believe this one. Sportech is rolling this out, as you see in the next item for the board. And SOTV has the same provider. It's the same request.
Has there been any concerns by the tracks that these, I mean, obviously if people want to bet on other platforms, they can just whip out their phone now and call. I mean, is there any concern raised by the tracks that this is sort of insidious cherry picking of their handle?
I haven't heard that complaint from the tracks. Certainly that happens. You can see it when you go to a racetrack. You can see it in Saratoga. People have their phones out all the time with mobile devices.
Hopefully they're calling over our licensees.
Hopefully. I think what the idea is to make it a more of an even playing field, because there's a lot of out-of-state account wagering providers
right.
that have this type of service, and this is bringing OTPs to that city.
Questions or comments? Mr. Diamond?
No charge. No charge to the customer.
There's no charge planned on this application.
Mr. Hogan?
Well, I'm just wondering about the name Smart Bet. What happens when they lose? They still don't think it's smart?
Those will keep eating the state of New York.
We're very smart. All for it.
Any other questions or comments? If not, we will move the Catskill Regional OTB application to amend their internet account wagering plan of operation to offer a smart bet mobile app. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
Nassau Regional OTB requests to amend internet account wagering plan of operation to offer smart bet mobile application.
Mr. Casser Gold, we're making smart bet a profitable company.
This application is from Nassau Regional OTB to amend its plan of operation.
Sportech, right.
It's dated the same date. Sportech is the same tow provider as Catskill OTBs. Obviously, this is a new service that the tow provider has made available to its customers in both Nassau and Catskill OTB are taking advantage of it. This request is identical to the request made by Catskill OTB and the board just approved. Therefore, staff is recommending approval of this as well.
Questions or comments from the board?
Tom, what
Mr. Hogan?
Did we ask for testing on all this too?
Yeah, we did do some minimal testing requests to make sure they had screenshots that were done. I don't know if the testing results are attached here, but we do. There's a limited testing document you can see here from Sportech. There wasn't a lot of testing required because this was a new program. It's basically just kind of the term is a skin that they could see on the handheld device. So there wasn't any new applications that were made or amendments made to the guts of the wagering platform. So the testing is limited and it wasn't provided.
This is the old Cy Games. Is United offering this?
I'm not sure if United offers it. Again, I know NIRA offers it from their website, but they use a different provider.
Yeah, remember Sonya? They're doing the mobile thing. It's a couple of years now, right?
Yeah. Right. I would imagine that all the tow companies have to have some type of similar one. We just haven't seen it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the Nassau Regional OTB application to amend internet account wagering to offer the SmartBet mobile application. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Richard Dutro.
Mr. Firestone.
Thank you. This matter involves an order to show cause dated March 2 of this year, which was later amended, which sought disciplinary action against Thoroughbred trainer Richard E. Dutro Jr. on the basis of a charge alleged involving equine drug positive for butorphanol at Aqueduct Racetrack on November 20, 2010, in violation of rules 4043.2G4 and 4043.4. A charge alleged involving possession of equipment usable for infusion and hypodermic injection into a horse on the grounds of the track, i.e. through syringes, in violation of rule 4012.181. A charge alleged involving possession of an unlabeled container of drugs on the ground of the track, i.e. three unlabeled syringes containing the drug xylazine, in violation of rule 4012.1C. A charge pursuant to board rule 4003.46 is based upon the three matters I just enumerated and a history of rule violations that Mr. Dutro is a person whose conduct at racetracks in New York and elsewhere has been, among other things, detrimental to the best interests of racing. And finally, a charge that based upon the material that I alluded to as numbers 1 through 3 and the history of rule violations, that Mr. Dutro's character and general fitness are such that his participation in parimutuel racing is inconsistent with the public interest, convenience, and necessity, and with the best interests of racing generally, pursuant to racing parimutuel wagering and breeding law, section 220.2, and rules 4002.8 and 4002.9. As the board knows from the record which the board has before it and has had an opportunity to review, there was a hearing held before Mr. Parente as the designated hearing officer. Mr. Parente has submitted the report that the board has before it, in which he recommends the following: that Mr. Dutro's license as a trainer be revoked, that he be fined a total of $50,000 comprised of $25,000 each for the equine drug violation and the possession of hypodermic syringes, and that he be permanently prohibited from obtaining any new license from the board. The matter is before the board for determination. However, if I may, before the board actually considers and determines the matter, I note that in the hearing officer's report, the hearing officer has made specific findings and impliedly found that the rule charges, that the rules that were charged were actually violated. I advise the board that if the board adopts the hearing officer's recommended findings, and before the board considers the penalty aspect of the case, that the board should then make specific findings prior to the penalty aspect that the rules were in fact violated in order to both clarify the record and avoid any ambiguity.
Well, in order to provide a record for this hearing, I want to get on the record that I decline to recuse myself from participation in the hearing as was requested by Mr. Dutro's counsel. I suggest that the board adopt the hearing officer's recommendations and findings and make specific finding that the rules that he was charged with violating were indeed violated. Our role is to make sure that the integrity of the sport is upheld and that public confidence in parimutuel wagering remains at the highest level, because if it doesn't, then there's really no reason for us to be here. So we have a situation where a licensee has repeatedly violated rules in jurisdictions across the country, and a license is a privilege, not a right. And I've said my piece. Questions or comments from the board? Mr. Diamond.
Comment, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the diligent work of the Racing and Wagering Board staff, which I'm sure that I'm echoing the sentiments of you and Mr. Hogan, and also Hearing Officer Clemente Parente. I read the transcripts and reviewed the record in this matter. Based upon the testimony I read regarding this serious matter, which includes a long history of
violations of racing rules and laws, I agree with the recommendation of Hearing Officer Parenti, with one reservation, or perhaps a better word would be amendment to his recommendation, which I will address shortly. Mr. Parenti is correct, stating that Mr. Dutrow's character and fitness, general fitness, are such that his participation in horse racing is inconsistent with the best interests of racing. The hallmark of our board, the New York State Racing Wagering Board, is in our mission statement, which is right outside the boardroom, hanging on the wall. And paraphrasing it reads that we safeguard the interests of the public by ensuring that the regulated entities, and in this case it would be horse racing, operate with the utmost professionalism. So our mission is to promote racing and gaming industry in New York State through rules, regulations, and statute. The only way that we can accomplish our mission is to make certain that honesty, integrity, and fairness are prevalent in the industry. So as when Chairman Sabini mentioned, when integrity is compromised, serious consequences are in order. And this message should be loud and clear to everyone and hopefully serve as a deterrent to other racing participants who might violate the rules of racing. In this case, the rules of racing and the regulations were violated. And this isn't the first transgression. The respondent, Mr. Dutrow, has been sanctioned at least 64 times in 9 states at 15 racetracks. With respect to my amendment to Hearing Officer Parenti's recommendation that I mentioned a few minutes ago, I feel that the penalty of permanent revocation is significant, but in my opinion is too severe in the sense of precluding any possibility of rehabilitation and returning to racing. I suggest to the board that the recommendation of revocation with a permanent prohibition against licensing be modified to revocation with ineligibility to apply for a license for a period of 10 years, and also that Mr. Dutrow be barred from the grounds of New York State racetracks during that time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no further recommendations or amendments.
Let me say, I think that gets the message across pretty firmly as well. Mr. Hogan?
Well, I don't think the penalty that's recommended is too severe to me, but I tend to agree that a determinate sentence is more appropriate in terms of potential for appeals going forward. And I think my statements regarding Mr. Dutrow, we've seen a lot of evidence presented. We've had a lot of people come forward and speak on his behalf, and it seems that Mr. Dutrow loved horses, but he loved winning more, and he wasn't above breaking our rules to win. And I would go along with Mr. Member Diamond's recommendation that we have a 10-year period, and that pretty much says it.
Okay, so we'll move this item with adopting the hearing officer's recommendations with the amendment offered by Mr. Diamond that the license revocation be for 10 years and that the specific finding that the rules were indeed violated in this case, as they have been in scores of other cases involving this respondent, move the item. All those in favor of the adopting the hearing officer's findings with Mr. Diamond's amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. As to an effective date, I'm going to suggest that we make it October 18th, which is Tuesday, in order to provide racing of horses already entered, because owners shouldn't be kicked for this if they've already put their horses in the box and have an orderly transition to an independent trainer or trainers. And I think it's important to note here that he is being barred from racetrack grounds, and if we have even a smell of sort of third-party training here, which we all know tends to happen, we're not going to look too kindly on it. Mr. Dutrow has said in public discourse that when some reporters asked him that, well, you know, you guys know my game. As far as I'm concerned, game over. And let this be a lesson to other people in the business who have had repeated violations. This board, as constituted now and even as constituted when I got here, has amped up penalties because we want to make sure that the public has confidence in what we do. And we're going to continue to
be vigilant in making sure that that public confidence is fulfilled. So the item is approved as amended. Next item.
In the matter of Brian O'Neill.
I'm going to ask that this item be deferred until our next meeting.
Okay.
There are five follow-up information or discussion items. And good. We had zero follow-up previously approved. And I adjourn the meeting at 1:37.
Thank you. Yeah, the mic is still
on.
Yeah, it's...
What?